We're talking with Assemblymember Richard Gottfried, the longtime chair of the New York State Assembly Health Committee, also the longtime sponsor of New York Health, a single-payer proposal in New York State. But today we're talking to Assemblymember Gottfried about his recent op-ed in the New York Post, pointing out that we've had at least 5,574 deaths in nursing homes from the COVID-19 crisis. And he feels that we need an independent investigation, not just to have the governor and the attorney general look into matters. So, Assemblymember, why do you think an independent investigation is needed here?
Well, first of all, a lot of the responsibility for what's going on in our nursing homes is not only on the nursing home operators, but on the state. On the state itself. We have, for decades, the state has done nothing about the serious understaffing in our nursing homes. The state's inspection staff has, for decades, been understaffed itself. The state's enforcement efforts are lax at best. Most of the revenue that nursing homes survive on or operate on is Medicaid revenue, and we have chronically underfunded that. And so a lot of the responsibility is on the state. Now, Attorney General Tish James is terrific. She does a great job. But her main relationship to the health department is that she is their lawyer when they get sued. You can't count on either the health department to investigate itself or the attorney general as their lawyer to investigate them. And so what needs to happen is the attorney general needs to bring in what is called an outside counsel, which is often done in cases where it is legally inappropriate for the attorney general herself to be handling a case, to do a very thorough professional investigation of how we got here, what's going on now, and most importantly, what we need to change tomorrow and in the future.
So has the Attorney General or, the governor responded your call for this idea about bringing in an outside counsel?
Well, it's interesting. I have not heard any response from either the executive branch, the governor, the health department, nor from the attorney general. And, I've been in the press talking about this for a week or more. It's interesting that it's gotten a lot of public attention, certainly, and a lot of my legislative colleagues are on board with it. So far, I've had no response from the governor or from the attorney general.
Now, one of the things you've pointed out is the issue of the nursing homes tend to be seriously understaffed, and you make reference to the problems with Medicaid funding, which counts about 80% of the patients in nursing homes have Medicaid funding. But you also note that the Department of Health has actually opposed efforts by the state legislature to establish minimum standards for staffing at these nursing homes. Why would the health department, governor basically, do that?
Well, that's a fair question. The Safe Staffing Bill, I first put that bill in the late 1990s. It has very strong support from, as you might imagine, from the unions representing the workers in the nursing homes. It would apply to hospitals as well. But the industry and the hospitals strongly oppose it, which I guess is no surprise because they would be obligated to hire more staff. The executive branch has always consistently opposed this. They argue, well, it would cost Medicaid more money. Yes, it would. If crime goes up, we spend more money on police. Nobody says we shouldn't. You know, if there are more fires, we hire more firefighters. If we've got problems in our nursing homes with understaffing, we need to pay for more staff. Lives depend on it. The proposal has been in the Assembly's budget package from year to year, and it is always strongly opposed by the governor. In the 2019 budget, the governor's people agreed to do a study with a working group about staffing needs in hospitals and nursing homes. Working group was formed. It did its study. The report was supposed to be published in December of 2019. We're now about 6 months later, and there is still no sign of any kind of report. And I think that tells you the attitude of the health department.
So, you know, what can New York State do better at this moment to protect residents of nursing homes? The governor did rescind at least a portion of his executive order that said nursing homes had to take patients being discharged from hospitals that had COVID-19, but I still believe they had to take other COVID-19 patients. He's done, you know, some stuff with respect to testing, but are our nursing home patients adequately protected at this moment?
I don't think so. And let me stress again, this is not something new. Our nursing home patients, residents, have been in jeopardy for decades. You know, every several times a year, different national groups put out studies comparing the nursing homes in different states about their quality measures and number of patients with bed sores, et cetera. And, you know, we like to think we're New York. We must be the best. Actually, New York's nursing homes are pretty consistently towards the bottom. So, yes, our nursing home residents are in jeopardy. The state needs to, you know, on the question of patients coming out of hospitals, you know, a hospital bed is expensive. They are in scarce supply. And, you know, it's kind of obvious. Hospitals are filled with sick people. If you don't need to be in a hospital, you want to go somewhere else. And people who need to be in a nursing home should not be just sent back to, you know, to where they had been living before, nor is it really good for them to be kept in a hospital. They do belong in a nursing home bed, but that nursing home needs to have the rules and the funding and the professionalism to keep those COVID patients separated and properly cared for. And the state was not insisting on that. They are just now beginning to try to set up some COVID-19 only nursing facilities. And that's long overdue. But I think an independent study would document for us staffing needs in the nursing homes, staffing needs within the health department itself, a change in culture both in nursing homes and in the health department's enforcement effort that is needed, and certainly an increase in the funding that we put into all of this. And, you know, yeah, the state is in terrible fiscal shape, particularly because of COVID-19. But there are still a lot of millionaires and billionaires in New York State. New York has extraordinary wealth, more than any state in the union. And that wealth needs to be called upon to pay a slightly higher share of its wealth in taxes to help support healthcare and education and paving the state's roads and all those other things that our lives depend on.
So we've been talking with Assembly Member Richard Gottfried, Chair of the Assembly Health Committee, about the issue of nursing homes. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Assembly Member, 20 seconds, if people want to do anything about this issue, what can they do at this point?
Write a letter to your local paper. Write to the governor, write to your state legislators, speak up every way you know how.
Thank you very much.